Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Enough competition for that media, you're not going to be able to utilize it to its fullest. I'm a new guy, been here for 2.5 years, and this county in particular is very tough for me to break into because of various restrictions on the zoning and the limits on the number of different new off-premise media locations you can add.
All right, this is Jesse London with Tier 1 Media, kind of an upstart, entrepreneurial billboard company that basically showed up at the zoning meeting where they're talking about the land development code. And I knew this was going to be one of the big conversation pieces is, you know, whether to change any of the rules regarding outdoor advertising, billboards. And it's kind of a weird system right now in Santa Rosa County, as I understand it. And by the way, if I say something wrong, this is not my area of expertise. I've done my best to learn it, but I may get something wrong. And if I do, text me. You guys know a lot of stuff that I don't know. It's kind of there's like three zones in Santa Rosa County. There's north of Highway 182, which is, if you know that vicinity, that's like Shamukla, like the Tom Thumb, you know, the rural Tom Thumb that's up there, that road, okay? North of that, you really aren't supposed to have any billboards unless you get permission. From there down to the Yellow River is one set of rules. And then from the Yellow River down, which is like Navarre, Midway, Gulf Breeze, you have a whole other set of rules where you have this cap and replace concept in where you can only create a billboard if you, like, it's a net zero. You know, in order to create a billboard, you'd have to get rid of a billboard. And part of the problem there is because of the space limitations, like how far away from other billboards you have to be, the opportunities to create billboards are already all owned. They're all owned. And even if they're not, like, enacted, the spot, you know, you put up a little post with a little sign on it and there's your billboard, and then eventually you'd want to come around and develop it. And so there's a kind of a monopoly situation in Santa Rosa County when it comes to billboards, specifically in the South End, but sort of elsewhere in general as well. And you've got these, you know, other billboard companies that want to come in and, you know, put up billboards where you have like these two companies that really own the entire landscape.
If you're a landowner in this town, in this county, you don't have the competitive advantage to be able to lease your space to another operator, another media operator. So if you only have two or three media operators that control the space, they don't have to compete or bid up the rent on that property. Who gets hurt? The landowner gets hurt.
Yeah, because if there's only, you know, these two companies that are doing all of the leasing, then, you know, you're a property owner. Who else are you going to go to? You know, you have no opportunity to, you know, sell your land or rent your land to anybody else. And so they can keep the input cost low, which hurts the landowner doing the rent. But on the other hand, they can keep charging, you know, high prices because, again, that's what monopolies do. It's lower competition, lower, high-end price and lower input price because they monopolize on both ends of the spectrum, right?
And if you're a small business that you just open your doors and you need to communicate your sale or your new message, you can't afford it because with less inventory available, the rates are too high. There are small businesses, they're smaller, they don't have as much media money to spend.
Yeah, I mean, they can artificially keep the number of billboards lower, and therefore the price is higher than it really should be if you had more competition, which also hurts small businesses trying to advertise and get the message out because they don't have access to that, right?
And as a local guy who's brand new in the business and breaking into this market and into Escambia and into Okaloosa, I have found that there's a lot of small advertisers that would like the ability to advertise their business, and they can't do it now because there's not enough competition. So I urge you to please open the books a little bit, reduce the cap and replace restrictions and the spacing issues on the off-premise signage.
Now, I would encourage him not to call it Escambia ever again, but, you know, it's not Santa Rosa. But these are the things that sometimes when you're new to an area, you know, it's no big deal. That doesn't make him a good or a bad businessman. Anyway, that was Jesse London from Tier 1. There was another guy who got up and spoke as well. So ultimately, of course, the zoning board is taking up this issue. It had come in front of the county commission. Sam Parker had raised some concerns about some of this, but now it's up to the zoning board to make a recommendation to the county commission. Their meeting, like the real meeting, comes up in about 2 weeks on the 18th on Monday. This is Ed Carson.
My understanding, and this is, if this is the case, this is a tough one for me. is that by reducing the distance that's allowed on the sign spacing, it would open up more opportunities for maybe some of the smaller companies to have an opportunity to build a billboard.
Right.
That I've got to weigh against, do I really want more billboards?
Which is exactly right. I mean, you know, the rural portions of Santa Rosa County particularly, you don't want it to become billboardized. And even places that are already developed, you know, like Highway 90 and Highway 98, do you want more billboards, you know, more clutter, more ugliness, right? I mean, this is always the argument. I think it was Sam Parker who made, you know, do you want it to be the Gulf Beach Highway, you know, the Gulf Beach Express? Like, no, that's all horrible. So Sean Ward kind of is the planning director, and he explained that north of 182, you know, there's conditional use. Also that they're trying to get the signs to be in you know, commercial and industrial only. I think that's kind of how it is now. There is a concern that some folks might like try to spot rezone a small parcel so they can put up a billboard, which, you know, not a home slice of a parcel, but something smaller than that. They want to increase the square footage of signs on what are called arterial road, two-lane roads like Woodbine and Shamukla to 288 square feet from 100 square feet, which is a big increase. The theory is those would eventually become four-lane roads like 90 and 98, so it's aligning the rules before the traffic is there. I would tend to say only allow it to become that when it actually is that. There is something different about driving on those roads when they're still not yet a four-lane road. Even if they should be, they're not yet. Once they become a four-lane road, they do change character, and at that point, maybe you allow the more signs. So I would kind of oppose that. I don't like the bigger size. I don't like the more frequency of it. Another one is decreasing the spacing, okay, from 2,000 feet to 1,000 feet. And, again, it's a question of where is it. You know, I'm with Ed. I'm torn. I like the idea of allowing businesses to own. I like the idea of coming in and, you know, chipping away at the monopoly that these two companies have right now. Just on general principle, that's going to be better for the landowner and better for the businesses trying to advertise. But I don't love seeing more signs pop up. But, of course, that's the trade-off. And advertising is a good thing. We'll come back to this in just a second and finish up, tell you what they did. Candy's got traffic on the five.
It's brought to you by Gulf Breeze Natural Gas. Don't get caught off the grid if a hurricane hits. Gulf Breeze Natural Gas serving Gulf Breeze and Pensacola Beach. Accident on Godwin and Blue Angel. It's been moved off to the side, but emergency crews are on scene, so you may have trouble getting around that area. An accident near 29. This is on the I-10 entrance. That's eastbound. It looks like a roadblock right after the intersection to get on 29. Now that's specifically on I-10. Another accident west of that, I-10 eastbound at mile marker 7. That's the Pine Forest exit. Not blocked, but real, real slow. And the accident at Michigan and Timberlake and Robaloma has been cleared up. If you have a traffic tip, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to this conversation about billboards. By the way, I got a text and somebody said that both Escambia and City of Pensacola have cap and replace on billboards. So thank you for the clarification. That's what I'm saying. I love the fact that people who know more than I do about this stuff still feel it's worth listening to me kind of walk through this. And I always appreciate corrections and clarifications. I cannot know it all. I'm trying hard, but I cannot know it all. So thank you for that. So Aaron Williams, one of the board members, and they were talking about this balance between clutter from billboards and having more of them and larger of them versus the benefit that it gives to the economy and to companies.
I think the competition is good. And it allows for a business to, you know, to make money. And I would not want to, not for a sign. I think that's a good thing. I think advertising and allowing it to be something that the constituents can hear what's happening and know what's going on, be well informed, I think that's a good deal. And advertising other goods and services that are in our community, I think that's good.
And that's kind of the, you know, the pro-business message. As somebody texted in, this is my favorite comment of the day. Andrew, it's more space for your face.
Never boring.
Not boring.
Not boring.
But I always feel like I should apologize. Like, I'm sorry, you have to look at me in the morning.
I love so funny. That. That's neat to see your friend on the billboard. Yeah, it's cool.
That's so funny. 437-1620. What do you think about this proposal? The idea of on the, again, the two-lane arterials like Woodbine and Shamukla, allowing, you know, more More signs, like twice as many, and allowing a tripling of the size of the sign, which, you know, 100 square feet is not that big. Like 10 by 10 is really not that big. And, you know, the size that it would be for a 288 square feet, it is triple. The question is, at that speed at 55, realistically miles an hour, then, you know, what are people able to do? And, you know, to what degree are these essential for growing people's businesses, right? Advertising historically has been a great source of getting the message out about something new going on or that there's a talk show you should listen to. This was Derek Sammons talking about signs, and then Ed Carson's going to jump here at the end.
I mean, my thought is that the signs, in theory, kind of regulate themselves because nobody's going to pay to put a sign in front of another sign.
But Gary, do you really want Woodbine to look like I-10 with, you know, whatever that attorney's
Shinara.
Name is every
Shinara.
50 feet. I mean, no.
I have to know which attorney to hire.
And see, that's kind of the point. It's obnoxious, right, when people buy a lot of the signs and you have to see the same message again and again. But then again, you know, how are you going to figure out which lawyer to buy? I'm not saying you should buy the one that you see the most billboards for, but that's a strategy that some people have adopted. So 437-1620, again, I find myself torn. I like getting out the message. I like being pro-business in that regard. I don't like the fact that there is the monopoly. That really offends me as a capitalist, a free marketer, and a conservative. And anything you can do to kind of chip away at that monopoly status, I'm generally going to be in favor of. But I will tell you, billboards are ugly. I mean, they just, nobody's driving, you know, and yeah, I get when you're like, even on I-10 where there's a fair number of them, I like the tree parts.
To be fair, if you've ever been on I-95, the south of the border.
Oh God, yeah.
Those are the best. Those are the best.
But it is a fundamentally different thing to drive through billboard interstate versus, you know, tree interstate.
I know.
And that's changing the character of the land. And There's a value to that. Ed Carson is right about that. So they wound up doing the vote.
All right. So the sign recommendations will be forwarded to the board.
Again, on a 7-2 vote, Ed Carson and Anna Weaver were the ones who voted against it. Ultimate decision-making power rests in the hands of the Santa Rosa County Commission. So that'll be in 2 weeks on September the 18th. 8:21 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are 64 turning 65, no need to freak out or stress as you change from traditional health insurance over to Medicare. It's not that big of a deal. It can feel like it, and it can be a new thing, so that produces apprehension. And also, you might be getting phone calls, and you might be getting letters, and people can stress you out by making it seem like it's a big deal. It's not. Here's what you do. I've got a good friend. I've known her as long as I've lived here. Her whole family does insurance. This is the one portion that she does. She helps people with Medicare, period. Ricky Stewart, okay? Ricky Stewart Insurance. You can look her up online or give her a call if you're not sure what Medicare is, what the difference is, what supplement, what's Advantage, what's Medicaid, does it apply to me, all of that stuff. Easy, no problem. Look her up online, Ricky Stewart Insurance, or give her a call, 341-2185.
Resetting your password. Unsubscribing from emails. Printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Let's get to the points. MasterCard reward points from Pinair Credit Union. Open a new account today and you can earn 20,000 free reward points in the first 90 days. Use those points for travel, merchandise, even cash back. And with no hidden fees and no balance transfer fees, Pinair's reward MasterCard fits you perfectly. Get started online at pinair.org/creditcards. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions may apply. Offer available on new accounts only. See website for details.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up, this message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale, this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows, 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors, 40% off our factory direct products installed. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
This Saturday only, save an additional 5% when you arrive before noon.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola today and stay informed about what's happening in your community. We're here to keep you connected. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Hot Pocket.
Montag, lieben Klausen Globen.
All right. I got something to say. Yeah. It's better to burn out. Yeah. Than fade away.
Good morning, 825 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Were you trying to play double dutch with your headphone cords over
yeah,
there?
Yeah, I got Sarah. I'm training Sarah. We're going to double dutch. Do you know what that means?
Nice.
No. Yeah, it's jump rope. Two jump ropes. Yeah.
All right. Tell them about the traffic, Andy.
All right. We've been watching a few accidents this morning. Accident on Godwin and Blue Angel. It's moved off to the side, but emergency crews are on scene now. Thank you for calling that in. Accident near 29. It's on the entrance to I-10 eastbound, and it looks like a roadblock this morning. Accident I-10 eastbound. This is west of that at mile marker 7. So the Pine Forest exit and the Carr City exit. Pine Forest exit is, it's not the exit, but I-10 is very slow near Pine Forest. And the entrance onto I-10 from 29 is a roadblock. Michigan and Robaloma has cleared up near Timberlake. And if you have traffic tips, text them in. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Okay, that was so fetch.
Oh, you're trying to make fetch happen.
Stop trying to make fetch happen.
Don't forget you wear pink tomorrow.
Okay. 8:25 on News Radio 92.3. Steve's in the newsroom with our headlines. Steve?
Well, this is some sad news. A pregnant woman, her unborn child, and husband are all dead following a shooting yesterday afternoon in Ohio. According to reports, the woman's brother opened fire on the victims at a park where they were out celebrating the Labor Day holiday. Some celebration. He's now in custody. But here's some good news. A rare baby giraffe born with no spots finally has a name. You see, crowds have been flocking to the Bright's Zoo in East Tennessee to see what's believed to be the only giraffe without spots in the entire world.
Wait, can I guess his name?
Can
I guess?
You could guess.
Weird-looking deer.
It does look like a weird deer.
Bambi.
Yeah, not quite Bambi. But after taking votes from some 40,000 people, the calf's name was revealed this morning on the Today Show.
Plain brown.
No, and it wasn't spotless either.
What is it?
And now the winner is, drum roll, Kipiki.
Huh? What?
What now?
Kipiki.
Kipiki.
Well, it means unique in Swahili, so it kind of fits there. And their last reported case of a spotless giraffe was in Tokyo about a century ago. So
they voted and they went with something in Swahili.
Swahili. If everybody knows Swahili, don't
well,
you?
Yeah, I mean, it's the really? It's the third most popular language at the community college. All right, Steve, wow. Thanks so much for the update. I think 8:27 on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, your newscast was very Kipiki.
Kipiki?
Whatever.
How do you say it?
Kipiki.
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 Yeah, I'm going to forget that as soon as you said it. But thank you, though. Okay. We make fun of things a lot on this show that I think are silly, which is, you know, fair. I mean, I try to understand them first and then to make fun of them. This is an odd one, though. I don't really know what to make of this, and I'll tell you that in advance. I don't know what to make of this because there are parts of this that make sense to me and parts of this that I think are just absurd. You ever heard of the term tree equity?
No.
Tree equity. So you know what equity is. Equity is the modern version of redistribution of wealth. That's, you know, that everybody deserves the same access to things, right? Equality tends to be the idea that we have equal opportunity for something. Like there's a fair process, okay? Like we can all play by the same rules of football. Equity would be sort of everybody gets the same number of points or everybody gets the same number of wins in the end. And so, you know, like right now, Duke would be owing Clemson because they had equality of rules, but they didn't have equity of outcome.
Got it.
Blowing them out yesterday, even though they're unranked, okay?
You are loving that.
I am. It's fascinating to
me.
You
hate Clemson?
I don't hate Clemson that much. I think they're fine. I just think it's, you know, I like to see the underdog. I'm a big fan of the underdog and not just the one who sings. So anyway, tree equity is the idea that there are some people who live in areas where they do not have adequate tree, not tree canopy, not tree cover, asphalt, just not well developed in terms of greenness around, but particularly of trees. And typically tree poor areas tend to be, well, poor areas, right? And tree rich or tree wealthy areas tend to be rich and wealthy areas because you can afford to have the landscaping, you can afford to have the water that provides for the trees, you can afford to have the wasted space, so to speak, right? Because you can afford to have larger lots and you can afford to have, you know, rights of, or, you know, along the side where you can plant the trees and maintain them, all that stuff. So the argument is that communities, particularly black and brown communities, lack trees because they tend to overlap heavily with being poor areas. This also creates a problem because lack of trees means that you have extra cost because you have to, you have more heat. Trees dissipate heat. Trees mitigate flooding. Trees create better, you know, visual appearance. Trees create hope. I mean, kind of, you know, psychological health, all of that kind of stuff. The trees' leaves cool down the neighborhood because they evaporate the water. Oh, I mean, just across the board, trees are a good thing. So the new thing to pay attention to are, you know, tree equity, tree deserts, are streets that don't have trees on them, and therefore they tend to be hotter than other places. And so the movement afoot is to spend more money to put trees and plant trees in areas that are low or poor on the tree equity scale. So that's kind of, I didn't really give you much of an opinion about it, but I tend to, my short version is, better areas to live incentivize people to work harder, save, thrift, and then move into better areas. That's maybe a little bit counterproductive.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Back to work after Labor Day, but United Auto Workers driving a hard line toward a strike next week, demanding 46% pay hikes and the Big Three's big profits. President Biden's downplaying the threat of the union strike. The union says he shouldn't. Presidential candidate Donald Trump warns Biden's green energy push will end the Big Three and drive EV production to China. North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un is planning to hop his private train to meet with Russia's president. Florida Congressman and veteran Green Beret Mike Waltz on Fox and Friends First.
This is an extension of the unholy alliance of Iran, China, Russia, and North Korea, the new axis of evil.
And days before President Biden flies to the G20 summit in India, First Lady Jill Biden has tested positive with a case of COVID. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31, 79 degrees, and sunny in Pensacola. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3. Two unrelated fires heavily damaged homes in the cantonment area on Labor Day. A fully involved mobile home located off Goetta Road was reported about 9 a.m. yesterday. The second fire was reported in a wood frame home in the 300 block of Homeland Avenue about 30 minutes later. There was no immediate word of any injuries or the cause of either fire. And if, while we're on the subject of fire, Escambia Search and Rescue is reminding everybody it's a great idea to have a safety and exit plan in case of a house fire, especially if you have young children or pets in the house.
It can be stressful, extremely stressful for the child, the special needs child, a pet, and of course even the firefighter.
Escambia Search and Rescue Director Clint Rutherford talked with Channel 3. He says families should have an escape plan, practice it often, and have a meetup spot away from the fire in front of the home. The American Red Cross says children under the age of 5 are twice as likely to die in a house fire than anybody else. Progress continues to be made in restoring power after Hurricane Idalia. Governor Ron DeSantis announced yesterday 96% of those who lost power in the storm have had their power restored. PowerOutage.us reports the state still has over 20,000 outages all in the Big Bend. Suwannee County has the most outages with over 6,000 right now. Now let's check what's happening in the financial world. This is Your Money Now on News Radio 92.3. Insurance adjusters in Florida are busy tallying the damage related to Hurricane Idalia. Rick Hochul has details.
As of Sunday, the state's Office of Insurance Regulation estimated over $85 million in insured losses on more than 10,500 claims. Nearly three-quarters involve claims for residential property damage. The price tag from Idalia is not expected to be as high as past storms. There have been more than $17 billion worth of claims from Hurricane Ian last year. I'm Rick Hochul.
And at the opening bell, the Dow Jones was up 22 points at 34,860. S&P 500 down 4 points at 4,510. Let's check our forecast from Channel 3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We will have scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout the day today. Temperatures in the 90s. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping into the 70s. As you go into Wednesday, we will have a chance at had a few stray showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies with temperatures in the low 90s. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping into the 70s. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And now let's check in with Katie Cullison for traffic on the 5.
Hey, thanks, Steve. This is brought to you by Indeed.com. If you need to hire, find great people fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution helps you attract and interview and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit. And lots going on today. Accident at Godwin and Blue Angel in Pensacola. It's moved to the side, but emergency crews are on scene. Accident near 29. There's two accidents on I-10. One is the I-10 entrance eastbound off 10B, and the other is at mile marker 7, which is the Pine Forest exit. Now, that's not blocked, but just very slow at I-10 eastbound at mile marker 7, and it was blocked at I-10 coming off exit 10A just a little bit earlier. Michigan and Timberlake looks like it has been cleaned up, and if you see an accident or a slowdown, let us know. Text in your traffic tips, 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy. Right now, it's a nice 79 degrees in Pensacola, 80 in Gulf Breeze, and 76 in Milton at 8:35. The next news is at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be discussing Jackson's cooking class, Atlas beverage class, Jackson's open for lunch, Atlas Oyster House, and other fun things you won't want to miss. That's all tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, it is National Cheese Pizza Day.
Yeah.
And I'll just be honest, there's a part of me that always feels like people who don't really have a good thing to promote try to make it a national day to... I mean, it's not quite true because we'd have like National Beer Day and they don't have to try to promote something that's already so awesome. But, you know, I'm just saying, I am not the cheese pizza orderer or eater. So my question to you, 437-1620, is cheese pizza ever the best option? Is cheese pizza ever the best option? And if so, persuade me. Tell me why. Candy, are you a cheese pizza? And I'll tell you, we don't really have this fight because, you know, my wife likes cheese pizza, but that's because she doesn't like so many other things. Like, she just won't eat any of the other stuff. For me, I can take a lot of toppings. I can take a couple of toppings. I take one topping, no problem. But it's got to have something. Otherwise, it's just a half a quesadilla. That's all it is. Cheese pizza, half a quesadilla. Doesn't even have a top. Go on, Candy. Go on. Make your case.
Did you see how mad I am? My face turned all red. I'm tearing up.
It's like
you
couldn't even put forward the second piece of bread on your grilled cheese sandwich. I mean, come on.
It's so funny. My dad was manager of Showbiz Pizza Place with the animatronics and stuff like that. Yeah, so I had a pretty kick butt childhood, right?
Oh, yeah.
But whenever I was trying to get cheese pizza at home, and Showbiz did have the best cheese pizza, they would say, well, just put bread on put cheese on a piece of bread. And you know it's not the same. It's like Eddie Murphy and your mom making the McDonald's burger.
That's McDowell's burger.
Yeah, that's a bunch of horse make, you know? So, no, it depends on the sauce. You know what I mean? There's some great sauces. Like a Big New Yorker at Pizza Hut right now is a different sauce. It's a sweet marinara. And I could eat that like a cheese.
They put a different sauce on the cheese-only pizza?
On the Big New Yorker. You know, it's got the big slice. That's one of my favorites.
I got you.
And I could talk pizza, as you know, until...
all day. That's fine.
That's right.
It is a fifth food group. I know. I'm with you.
Yeah, but no, the cheese pizza, I mean, it depends on where you're getting it from. But I do. I like to get the cheese pizza because I like to... That's how I test the pizza. Like, if you know it's going to be good. Because toppings can be toppings, and you can always make something better with toppings, but...
See? That's... Say it again?
I will not. Because I just disprove. I hate you, and I hate working with you, but I love working with you, but no. I get it, but my rebuttal is give me ever a time
where cheese pizza, left hand, pizza, same place, same cook, with, prefer your topping, whatever it is, it's pepperoni, it's sausage, it's mushrooms, I don't care, but your preferred topping, tell me when you ever pick the left hand on purpose. You never pick the left hand on purpose because, as you said...
Sometimes toppings... Toppings make it better.
That's it. That's why we have toppings.
But, like, we get pizza here, like... I mean, I'm not here in the afternoon anymore, but sometimes they'll order pizza, mm-hmm. and the cheese goes fast, you know? I mean, you order cheese for people that don't know what they want on it, and it
No, you've stumbled on a good point, which is that cheese pizza is the least offensive pizza. It doesn't have, you know, the negatives, right?
No, right, where no people risk. Don't like onions or don't like
right,
peppers.
Right, exactly.
Like
nobody turns down a cheese pizza for it having something on it they don't like. What they do is they turn down cheese pizza because it fails to have the better things on it that they prefer. And so if you order a pizza with...
Well, like you can't go eat dried meat somewhere. I love pepperoni and I can't eat it by itself.
Just, you know, pizza, cheese pizza. The big advantage of cheese pizza is it doesn't offend anybody. Okay, but it also doesn't fulfill any of your hopes and dreams. That's the problem, is it's the least offensive alternative. It's the one that nobody's willing to vote against. And that's why it gets eaten a lot of. 437-1620. Oh, by the way, I do affirm the principle of your taste testing comparisons, you know, the way you really can tell which pizza is better than which other pizza is by eliminating all the things that really taste good on them
right.
and just eating it with cheese.
I know, I'm so
which
mad
is,
still
which
is my kinda, face.
Which is kind of like, how do you know who makes the best pancakes? Well, you order them and eat them
plain,
dry.
Right. Yeah, you want to see what it is.
Maybe
right.
butter, but, you know, dry pancakes should be fantastic, and they are at some places, and a lot of places they're not.
Okay.
And then you can add stuff to it if you want.
But. Well, okay, but there's some people, okay, like, you know, I'm just going to call them out, Fenaris. And we did a taste test.
Yeah.
I bought them
yeah.
myself. And by the way, they don't care. I'm like, hey, we were talking about you guys. Oh, okay, whatever. Here's your total. So whatever. So I'm not worried about them, you know, bagging right. on me for this. But their pepperoni pizza is, it's okay. But that Greek pizza.
It's the
pizza,
toppings. It's the,
it's the yeah, Greek pizza mm-hmm. that makes that pizza mm-hmm. a good pizza. Otherwise, it's like, it's okay. It's not bad.
The topping creativity is
but
absolutely
like a Skye's pizza or a Big New Yorker? I don't know, man. Those
I will
are
say
good.
This. You know me. I'm a deep dish pizza guy. Okay.
I do not
like thin crust.
You got to go to Georgia's.
But I will tell you, the one place, the one time when somewhat thin, New York style, you know, like Skye's,
mm-hmm.
it is great. And as long as it is properly caramelized on top. As long as you got that
yes.
burned-ish
yes.
sort of
yes, absolutely.
Cheese
it's
pizza,
gotta
it,
be,
it
yes.
is a special flavor. Yes. I will agree. It is a special flavor. 437-1620. Somebody here texts in 437-1620. I like cheese but prefer a meat lovers. Somebody here says, it does have a topping. Cheese. Okay. All right,
thank
I got
you, Michael.
when it's real margarita pizza. Oh, well, that's not the same. I mean, that is technically cheese, but it is a different. That's the fresh mozzarella, and it's meant to be like.
And basil,
often has the basil
and
the tomatoes. That's right.
But it's a cheese pizza.
Somebody here says yes on cheese pizza as long as it has three or four kinds of meat on it.
Done.
Even my 5-year-old granddaughter doesn't want plain cheese pizza. She has to have pepperoni on her pizza. LOL. Just don't ask the kids about the pizza choice. A lot of kids prefer just cheese pizza. Oh, and again, you know, if you're ordering for children who don't have developed taste palates yet, you order cheese because. They'll eat it, and they'll all be happy. You know, you're not taking any risks again when you're trying to feed the crowd. That's how you go. 437-1620. Let's see.
Somebody texted in. I like Kramer's pizza idea.
Which is
okay. And that's I asked the one from Seinfeld. Make your own pizza. Add whatever toppings you want.
Okay. All right. The sort of Korean barbecue of pizza kind of approach. Let's see. Cheese pizza is the vanilla ice cream of, of the pizza world. It's not offensive, but it's better with mix-ins. That's great. It's better with toppings. No, that's
that could go on a T-shirt. That's perfect.
That's accurate. Yeah, cheese pizza is the vanilla of the is the vanilla ice cream of pizzas. That's funny. 437-1620 Somebody here says, but cheese pizza shows the talent of the pizza maker and the quality of the ingredients. They can't hide behind the toppings.
Right.
There's sort of the argument for the bikini contest, right?
I would imagine. Yes. I mean,
it's the nakedest of the pizzas, and so you get to you really get to see all the flaws. Isn't that the argument behind the bikini contest?
That's
maybe I've misunderstood.
No, I'm just trying to think.
I thought
of
that's
something
what it was.
Good to say.
You're right, man. Just because you think it's an
analogy. I'm glad I don't work at TK and have to do this.
Just because it's a good analogy doesn't mean it should be said out loud. Analogy. Somebody here says, the advantage of the cheese pizza is that you can taste the crust, which is true. I mean, you can taste the crust on the other stuff too. But no, it's a fair point that the multi-topping pizza, what you're tasting more of is the topping. But still, you know, if you give me, I mean, there's a reason that people don't have to pay extra for the cheese only. You know, because if it were better, you'd pay extra for it with the less ingredients on it. 8:45 on News Radio 92.3. But why do you ever order a cheese? Just can't afford all the toppings that you want on it, right?
Yeah, man. Plus, it's cheaper.
Have you ever ordered the lower level pizza just because you know, there was something on the menu, we're like, but man, $30 for a pizza. I don't know about that.
I do feel bad. I always have to tip because people in the service
industry,
they need
a tip. You've ever worked in the industry? That's right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but I've definitely ordered pizza like that. Right. I'll do traffic.
Please.
Okay. This is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's best to call a plumber, call the best of the Bay winner. That's Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. Godwin and Blue Angel. Now, the accident itself was moved off to the side, but emergency crews are still on scene, still exploding in that area. 29 near I-10, that's been cleared up. I-10 eastbound at mile marker 7, that's been cleared up too. And same with Michigan and Robo Loma. If you have traffic tips, text them in. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, delicious.
Delicious. Dependable. You know, if you are thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors is a great place to go looking for them. You know, cars that are 1, 2, 3 years old, low miles, great condition. I mean, that's what they specialize in. I know you might think like used car, okay, that's 10 or 12 or 15 or more years old, and they're just trying to find some next sucker to pick up that. No, these are cars that are almost new, and basically just new, to you. You know what I mean? Like the car we bought was a year old. It had 12,000 miles. It came back to the dealership in Orlando from a corporate lease or something, and they couldn't sell it, and so they put it on auction. And I got a smoking deal on a Honda Odyssey because Frontier went to Orlando to buy a car for me. I mean, they didn't know it was for me when they bought it, but it turned out to be for me when I bought it, right? So that was a great deal, and that's what they specialize in. So the idea is you avoid that initial immediate depreciation hit when you drive it off the lot. The most expensive mile you ever put on that new car is the first one. And Frontier gets them when they've got just a few of those, and they're basically like new. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. All right, Candy? I have to make a confession. You ready? This is a terrible confession. I hate to have to make it.
What?
In all this conversation about cheese pizza, I'm honest to God craving a Skye's cheese.
Right?
Have
you ever been to a Giorgio's?
Oh,
I think we've had this conversation.
I'm not sure.
You deep dish? At some point,
yeah.
And I will do this on the air, but pinpoint you to a time, Danny won't like it.
No.
I mean, but they have burgers there too, I think. But
you
will love Giorgio's pizza.
Okay. All right, fair enough. And that is if it's not 2 inches thick, it's not real pizza to me. But, you know, I'm from Chicago, so that's my view. 8:47 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hey, you want to go see FSU? Oh, there it is. Nice. Look at you.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were going to tell me.
Look at you producing. That's fantastic.
This is Fear of the Spear.
FSU playing Southern Miss this weekend, Southern Mississippi. And you can go if you are. You got to be quick, man. You got to have this phone number in your phone. Caller number one right now, 437-1620. And they are on fire this year after at least just that one game.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish and fresh Gulf seafood, as well as generous portions of southern sides. Every Tuesday is two times Tuesday. Buy the six-piece shrimp dinner and get six more shrimp for free every Tuesday. Wednesday is lunch special day. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton and New Warrington Road in Pensacola. Welcome to David's, where Southern and seafood meet.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Change. Positive change is happening all around us. Greater Pensacola is growing. And that's why I joined the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join us. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Congratulations to Steve Steebert, who picked up tickets to FSU and Southern Miss. Good job.
Hey, I want to talk about a case that I had brought up with Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson yesterday. In fact, it was part of our transgressors on Friday, so maybe this is a third pass is overkill, but I don't care. I think it's a really interesting story. It's one that'll make you kind of like just, it's not a good story, but it's out of San Francisco, and you had this smallish local chain of restaurants that decided that they were going to create a gun-free environment in their stores, and so they told military and law enforcement that they were not allowed to wear guns in uniform when they were coming in the store. So they basically prohibited cops and the military from coming into their store. And, of course, I mean, this is dumb, this is silly, you know, what do they do when there's a crime? I mean, all of that. Okay. But there's another slice of this that I wanted to acknowledge, and I thought it was worth mentioning. You know, when we talk about things like the Masterpiece Cake Shop or the website designer where, you know, they don't want to endorse a message of being pro-gay when they are conservative Christians. And generally speaking, now those cases happen to turn very specifically on the First Amendment and the idea of not being coerced into making an expression. But the sort of general sense that a lot of people have, and it turns out not to be true legally, but it's still the general sense a lot of people have, is that as a business owner, you have the right to refuse service. You know, even though the law does not support you in this, the sign, you know, we reserve the right to refuse service to anybody, is the idea that a lot of people have about American freedom and American proprietorship and you owning your business, and you can decide who you want to do business with or not. Now, I tend to think that is right. You ought to be able to. And that means that if you want to be dumb in the way you want to run your business, and if you want to turn people down because they're Catholic, or because they're Jewish, or because they're atheists, or because they're Buddhists, or if you want to turn them down, and again, this is a stupid way to run a business, but if you want to turn them down because they're women, or because they're men, or because they're black, or because they're Asian, I generally think you ought to be able to. Okay, I know that is not, and again, just reminding you that that's not what the law says. The law says you cannot discriminate against people, and everywhere you live has slightly different rules on this, but you generally can't discriminate against patrons on the basis of their gender, on the basis of their race, on the basis of their height. Their handedness probably would get you in trouble. And then there's some categories where people disagree, right, on sexual orientation, for example. That's what the Colorado cases are about. But here's the thing. If you generally side with the people who say you can refuse to serve, then in a case where a wildly leftist restaurant chain in San Francisco wants to discriminate against cops, you should support them. Not because you believe in discriminating against cops, but because you believe in the principle that people should be allowed to discriminate against patrons that they don't want to serve. And it's kind of one of those, like, on the one hand, conservatives tend to freak out about this story because they're discriminating against the police. But if you believe in the principle, again, even though it's not what the law protects, of being able to discriminate against most anybody because you're the proprietor, then you find yourself in conflict. And you ought to always revise your principles, or sorry, revise your situational conclusion to align with your principles rather than abandoning your principles to align with the situation. But the same thing on the flip side, right? Typically, a lot of leftists in San Francisco, a lot of anti-police folks, support the business owners in discriminating against the police and then turn around and say, well, you shouldn't be able to discriminate against, again, the religion or the race or the gays or the gender or the whatever. And to which I would say to them, same thing. Which is it going to be? Because, you know, human nature is to have principles crafted around your personal beliefs and your convictions rather than principles crafted around, you know, principles, which is kind of what we all ought to be shooting for at all times. 437-1620, 437-1620. So do I, in theory, support their right to turn down the armed cops and the armed military? Yes, even though I hate the choice. That's what tolerance means. Tolerance is allowing other people to do things that you find repugnant on principle and in defense of freedom. Because if you only protect people in their freedom when they're doing the things you agree with, you're not protecting freedom. You're protecting choices that you agree with. 855 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And good news is most everything is cleared up at this point. There was two accidents on I-10 eastbound at Pine Forest and Carr City. It looks like that's been completely moved off to the side, so we're not showing any problems there. Godwin Blue Angel, also good to go. If you see an accident or a slowdown, 437-1620, text it in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now people are trolling me. They're sending me deep dish pizza pictures.
I saw that. Yeah, get it.
That's not really fair. Come on now.
And yes, that ozone pizza, somebody texted in.
If you can be full on one piece, it's good pizza.
We got to go. We got to do a pizza tour.
Yeah, I know. But I will say this. This is one of the few areas I've converted the kids on. Like, there's a lot of areas of parenting where I feel like I have failed. You know, I have failed to convert them to classic rock. I have failed to convert them to any sports. But I have absolutely convinced them that, like, Papadel's and Champagne, that's real pizza.
There you go.
So, you know, I guess I'll take the wins where I can get them. Hey, if you are thinking about buying or selling your home, you know, we talk about Christina Leavenworth a lot. She's a great realtor. And what I always say, you know, maybe a little thing, you might not hear it very often, but what I say is Christina Leavenworth and her team. 11 Rinky Realty, and that's because she has a team of like-minded individuals around her that she's kind of passed on her wisdom to and trained and kind of helped to think about customer service the same way she does. And one of them, one of the reviews on the 11 Rinky Realty site was by Kelly. It says, Dylan Smith with the Leavenworth team is by far the greatest realtor I've ever had. He not only helped me get my home, but helped me understand the whole process of becoming a homeowner along the way. Every time I called him, he was available to me, and if he was busy, he'd let me know immediately that he would get back to me as soon as possible, and did just that. I really don't know when this man even gets to sleep, since he seems to be so dedicated to his work. Dylan treated me like I was his own family while helping me find my forever home, and I truly couldn't be more grateful. If you want a realtor with excellence, care, and communication skills, Dylan is your guy. That's one of the members of the Christina Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. And again, I just think that kind of that orientation, attitude, customer service, knowledge, skill, doing whatever it takes, going above and beyond, that kind of mindset is certainly what she has imparted to her team, and certainly that starts at her position as well. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinky Realty. 437-1620. Oh, man, I'm somebody says Christina Leavenworth is to real estate what deep dish Chicago pizza is to pizza. The best.
That is a great way to say it.
It really was. Somebody here on the topic we were just talking about with the San Francisco case, a friend has a great saying, I can't have my freedoms without respecting yours. That's right. Cops do have a statutory right to enter to perform official duties. That's correct. But a merchant, you know, has the freedom to offer services as they see fit. The cops, the cake shop was sued, but they have won so far in their law. And that, again, the Masterpiece Cake Shop is really about a very technical issue of law involving the First Amendment. And in the initial round, the failure of the folks in Boulder to properly obey the ordinance and to properly run themselves through it. 437-1620, time for
Future News.
Future News. when Candy and I tell you what's going to happen before it happens. Okay, there's a there's two red balloon animals out in the Pacific Ocean right now. Are either of them going to get named? Are either of them going to come here?
They will get named. They will not come here.
Yeah, both will get
the
named.
Eastern
the
model.
One that looks like it's most coming in our direction is going to bend up the Atlantic coast long before it gets here.
That's right.
I'm not worried about that one. Number nine, Clemson, yesterday, loses 28-7 to Duke. They stay in the top 25 today when the rankings come out.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be close. It's going to be
20-plus. They've only lost one game.
Yeah, but against Duke, it hasn't happened in, like, what, 19 years or something like that, I think. Will the land development code changes by the zoning board, will they get approved? Billboards, bars, alternate subdivision plan, tinkering with each one of those, will they get approved?
Yes.
You
don't think so?
The billboards one might not get changed.
You're listening to